Super Sweet, the makers of Coolmints, present the new youth show, Under 21.
And so Griffith Sweets, makers of Coolmints, greet you with edition number 2 of Under 21. Whether you are under 21 or over, we're sure you'll greet Coolmints with smiles of pleasure. For that peppermint nougat flavor has the knack of pleasing everyone. A theater, a party, a dance, anywhere, anytime, when you hear that friendly phrase, have a Coolmint, notice the smiles of satisfaction all round. So, young and old, try it for yourself. Pep up the Coolmint way. Buy Coolmints anywhere in the friendly green and white packet for your pocket fourpence, family tins, 1 and 6. That's right, have a Coolmint. Over now to your under 21 compere, John Weaving.
Thank you, John Pinkney, age 15, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a modern little ditty, tuneful, swingy, witty. It ought to keep you happy in your chairs. It's quite an old time tale that's never, never stale. It's a story of a family called Three Bears.
Now, once upon a time, in a neat little cottage, there lived three bears. One was a daddy bear, and one was a mama bear, and one was a wee bear. One day while out walking through the deep woods of stalking, came a little girl with blonde hair. Now her name was Goldilocks, and upon their door she knocked, but no one was there. So she walked right in and had herself a time, cause she didn't care. Soon she got sleepy, oh, went to bed upstairs. When home, home, home came the three bears, someone's been tasting my porridge, said the daddy bear. Oh, someone be tasting my porridge, said the mama bear. A bebop rebear, said the little rebear, who's the girl's broken my chair? Someone be sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Oh, someone be sleeping in my bed, said the mama bear. A bebop rebear, said the little rebear, his girl's broken my chair. Just then, a Goldilocks woke up, broke up the party and beat it out there. Bye bye, bye bye, said the daddy bear. Goodbye, go home this moment. Bebop rebear, said the little wee bear. So end the story of the three bears. So don't forget, children, whatever you do, don't go down to the woods tonight, or else the bears will get you. Bebop rebear,
that was 20 years old John Rooney with a smooth rendition of The Three Bears. It's often said that there's nothing new under the sun. That may be true as far as the song we're about to hear is concerned, but certainly not the vocalists. Yes, it's the new and charming duo, Lola Lingard, 19, and Donald Smyber, 20, to sing Ah Still Suits Me.
On a nagging and bully ragging and criticizing and call me Pison. I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suit me. I may be no good, no good for your good. I may be lifeless, but with one wife less, my life would be most strifeless, yes, sirree. No matter what you say, I still suit me.
Don't you ever wash the dishes? Don't you do the things I wish? Don't you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't. When there's any work on tour, I'm the one that's gotta do it. When it's rained and who's the fella uses up the whole umbrella, selfish as a man can be.
No matter what you say, I still suit me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wish? Does you do the no you don't? Will you do the no you won't?
Always aggravating me and always imitating me. Then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expect me to love you too.
No matter what you say, I think you do.
God knows I do.
Youth of the Week. When an 18-year-old schoolboy recently stepped to the piano in one of our great city halls, there were many in the audience who didn't think he could be very good. And why? Well, he just couldn't have had time to study. They knew the young player was a keen sportsman, a tennis player, and a very good hand with a camera, that he made movies and had other interests. Then he started to play, and the critics knew they were wrong. And so, as Youth of the Week, we present music captain of Scotch College and a pianist with a very great future. 18 years old, Max Mackay. Welcome, Max, and congratulations on the fine write-ups you got for that recent concert.
Thank you very much. The critics were very kind, and so was my teacher, Miss Freeman. I owe a lot to her for her patience and skill.
And what's been your most pleasant musical experience to date, Max?
I think when I appeared in the Melbourne Town Hall with the Junior Symphony Orchestra under Professor John Bishop of Adelaide. Also, my election as music captain of Scotch and, of course, my farewell recital.
And you're going to study overseas, are you?
Yes. I was very pleased when Alexander Hellman said that I might become a great pianist with proper tuition. Now I'm going to get that in London. I really haven't had much time to study properly, as I'm doing a science course and have a second interest and profession.
Well, that's a very wise course. Well, Max, you'll certainly take our very best wishes with you when you go, and we hope you'll return, as so many other Australian artists have, with a world reputation. But before you do leave, what about giving listeners to Under 21 an example of the skill which won the praise of the critics? Especially for the teenagers, eh?
Oh, I think I'd like to do that. Perhaps I might play the Dance of the Gnomes.
Good. That'll be wonderful. Going to the grand piano now is 18 years old Max Mackay, shortly to study in Europe, and he will play in Under 21 The Dance of the Gnomes by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
Each week in Under 21, we present a group of youthful players in a special comedy drama sketch. This week we present a stirring drama of the times, The House That Jack Found. And as the young couple looking for the house, we present Tony Lamond and John Rooney. The agent, Bruce Friedman, and the landlady, Joy Elston. Our curtain rises as the agent and the young folk get to the place he's going to show them.
10 minutes walk from the station is right, if you run. Think of the exercise, me boy.
Just a stone's throw, you said. Who threw the stone when you measured it? Samson?
Now, trust me. I have the real estate business at my fingertips.
Yes, I noticed the sample.
You'll like this place.
It'll have to be better than the last place you let me.
Well, you shouldn't have argued with the manager when you left.
Argued? He said I had to leave the place exactly as I found it. Now, I ask you, where was I to get 15,000 cockroaches?
Huh? Quiet. There's the landlady waiting for us.
Welcome, welcome. Now, this is a fine flatette with a kitchenette, a garagette, a parlourette, a stovette, a sinkette, and a tapette.
It'll be a bit tight around the hips, won't it?
Now, young lady, this flat is not to be sneezed at.
No, don't sneeze, darling. It'll probably fall down.
This is the kitchenette.
Good heavens, it's covered in mildew.
What do you expect for £6 a week? Orchids.
And there's a hole in the roof. Doesn't it leak?
Only when it rains. Think of the fresh air.
Too small for me. I might want to grow a beard.
You couldn't swing a cat in it.
You could not. I'll have you know I don't allow pets in this place.
You'd better make up your minds about it.
Where's the doorknob on the inside?
I had to take that off.
Yes, I can see why. Every time the door opened, the knob would push us out of bed.
How's it for noise? I mean, can the folk next door hear us if we talk?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Look, we'll try it. We'll go into the next flatette and shout and see if you can hear us.
All right, off you go. We'll be listening.
Well, there's one good thing about that hole in the roof. If you want to have a shower, you just stand underneath it.
I wish they'd hurry up and shout. You know, I have to be back home by 7.
What's the hurry for every night?
Well, I'm afraid that if I don't get home by 7, Mum will let the room.
Can you hear anything?
No. Here they come back.
Well, did you hear us shout?
No.
Hey, wait a minute. There's a catch in this. How do we know you shouted at all?
Well, that's easily fixed. You two go into the other flat and shout. And we'll stay back here and see if we can hear you. Then you'll know.
All right.
Oh, all right. We'll try that. Come on, dear.
We'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Now, remember, madam, when they come back, we say we couldn't hear a sound, no matter what we hear, eh?
That's right. Hi there, you two. Can you hear us?
Now, remember, not a word, and the place is let.
Quiet yourself, I'll hear you.
I hope you can hear us. We've got something important to say.
We wouldn't take your flat for a dog box. We'd rather have a cool mint.
Yes, there's no doubt that's the phrase that meets with unanimous approval from young and old alike. Have a cool mint. The peppermint nougat flavor has everybody saying, for work or leisure, it's cool mints for pleasure. Buy cool mints anywhere in a friendly green and white packet fourpence, family tins, 1 and 6. That's right, have a cool mint.
A singer, very charming, and a song that's charming too. Loris Ramskill sings for Under 21, By the Bend of the River.
Returning to
The other day, when I was on the mat for doing something I shouldn't have done, my boss said to me, John, why don't you take notice of what I tell you? If only I was your age with my experience. Now that's why we feel that the under 21 feature Message to Youth serves a dual purpose. Not only is it good listening, but good advice, particularly to those of us who are under 21. Tonight we are proud to present top-ranking sportsman, internationally known racing car driver, Battle for Britain fighter pilot, Mr. Tony Gaze. Welcome to Under 21, sir. Last time I saw you, you passed me at about 100 miles an hour on the tarmac at Fisherman's Bend.
You mean the car racing meeting there?
Yes.
Oh, yes, well, that was great fun. I'd rather be there than here. Just what am I supposed to do here anyway?
We just want you to tell us something of what you've found out in your experience as a young man knocking about the world. Look back and try to extract from the past whatever you think might be useful to youngsters just beginning to shape their lives.
Well, that's not easy. I think I might better be able to help by yarning about some of the fellows I've known. One thing I learned very early in the war, and that is that no one is ever beaten unless he thinks so. You can't be beaten in anything by outside circumstances. Failure comes from within.
And who are you thinking of then, sir?
I was thinking of one of the finest fellows I met, Wing Commander Douglas Bader. Bader lost his legs in an accident just before the war. He was in the RAF then and was a wonderful pilot. But of course, a pilot with no legs was just an unthinkable proposition. That is, to anyone but Bader.
I recall reading about him, I think, yes. He got a lot of publicity, didn't he?
He deserved it. He simply argued and bluffed his way back into uniform. He wouldn't take no for an answer, and he was such a nuisance to the authorities that they put him back on the job. But that's nothing to the nuisance he was to the Huns. And that was not all. He had to bail out and was taken prisoner. He was the leading figure in planning and organizing some of the most successful escapes during the war. There was no more vital figure in my war scene than Bader. A man with no legs. So you see, you're never beaten until you think so yourself.
There's no doubt Bader proved that.
One other thing which might be useful to youngsters I learnt during the war. I was fortunate enough to manage to get into several fighter squadrons. Now, in a fighter squadron, you might have some of the bravest and most skillful of men you can meet. But a fighter pilot who won't work in a team is hopeless. He's a menace to everyone. You've got to work as a team. I'm not old enough yet to be giving advice to anyone, but I do pass those two thoughts on. If there is anyone anywhere who is trying to gain some ambition, whether it's sport, business, romance, or anything else, well, you could do worse than think of Bader and his lesson. Try and keep on trying. You're never beaten until you think so. And when you make that ambition come true, you might think then of what the fighter pilot had to learn. Whatever you do or achieve isn't worth very much if you can't fit into the team. And that word team means family, nation, and society in general.
Well, for a man who prefers cars to microphones, you're doing all right. And to under-21ers, remember Tony Gaze's friend Wing Commander Bader and his lesson, you're never beaten until you think so. And that is this week's Message to Youth. Thank you very sincerely, Squadron Leader Gaze. The English composer Eric Coates has given us many evergreen melodies, the most popular of which we hear now from the Teenagers' Choir, featuring a soloist, Beryl Pierce, by the Sleepy Lagoon.
Thank you.
men. The moon will stand, the sun won't break, the day won't break, and it will always be.
There's nothing more delightful than cruising. That's right, cruising chocolates make the ideal Christmas gift. Delightful at any time. For a really delicious chocolate, don't wait till Christmas. Buy cruising chocolates now. Griffith Sweets present in the 2-pound box of cruising chocolates a popular assortment in either milk or dark chocolate. A most attractive fact, too. Look for the ship on every box. Here's a grand idea. Give cruising chocolates for Christmas. Yes, for the most popular Christmas gift of all, Griffith Sweets present the attractive 2-pound Christmas gift box of cruising chocolates in a popular assortment, milk or dark chocolate. So give cruising chocolates for Christmas. 2-pound boxes of cruising chocolates. Obtainable everywhere.
A Clemenger production is presented every Wednesday night at 8:30 from 3UZ by Griffith Sweets, the makers of Cool Mints.
If you want to pep up, step up and
have a Cool Mint.